thank you so much for joining us. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, is back, so we appreciate him. He'll take care of the archives and make sure that our Dream It Be It interview is going to be posted online shortly after it's conducted this morning. We're going to do two segments with the Soroptimus International of Snyder Union and Northumberland Counties. Bree Affabom Kula is back. She's president of the local Soroptimus. So welcome back, Bree.
Thank you for having us this morning,
thank
Mark.
You. I really appreciate it. I think you're doing a lot of good, and we really want to talk about what you've done and why it's necessary. So we're going to get into that today. And Heather Britton is here. I think first time you've been in the studio, right? We determined that. Well,
yes.
I'll tell you what. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Dream It Be It committee chair within the Soroptimus, and Dream It Be It's a conference. We've talked about that a little bit and a little bit about the awards, but basically it's a couple of different ways that a local group of primarily women support young girls and women trying to do best for women. You say that, Bree?
Absolutely, Mark. The Sun Soroptimus or Soroptimus group literally means best for women. And our goal is locally, as part of a global volunteer organization, to provide women and girls access to education and training so that they can achieve economic empowerment. We're basically trying to invest in the dreams of women and children through our valley, and it goes all the way up to the international level.
And so how do you go about doing that? Explain some of the things that Soroptimists do, and then we'll get into the dream elements coming
sure,
up.
Sure. We have wonderful programs. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so we have programs that help with human trafficking, domestic violence partnerships with transitions, getting awareness out there of how to help women and children locally. There is a need, and we hope to be there to help in any way possible, whether it's small, medium, or large, and that comes in the form of service projects. It comes in fellowship. We meet monthly, first Wednesday evening of the month at Country Cupboard. And it's a group of about 35 women across professions from the Snyder Union in Northumberland Counties.
All right. And why do women and girls need more help? Let's start with girls, and we'll get Heather involved in this, too. Why do girls need more help? I hearken back to a story, and I've said this a half a dozen times on the radio. I picked up my daughter at Sealands Grove Middle School one day, and she said, "Dad, it's chaos in there, and it's worse for girls." Okay. And you know, we can have another conversation about that. But why do girls need some additional help, maybe nurturing a dream?
Well, I think there's certainly been progress made. I can talk about Dream It, Be It, and its origins. Globally, Soroptimus International surveyed over 400 girls aged 11 to 20 from around the world. This was back in 2012. That's really then the results were the inspiration for the program. It showed that although girls' access to education and training has improved globally, many barriers to entry and to economic independence still exist here, even in the United States. Clearly, there's been a lot of progress, and women here have more access to the workplace. In fact, they make up more than half of the workplace. But we're told we can achieve on the same level as men. But then we're confronted when you get into the workplace with the realities of gender bias, discrimination, wage inequality, and stagnation. Clearly, that affects everyone. When you're comparing it to rising costs.
Well, sure, we still have a big wage gap in
yes,
the U.S.
We do.
We talk about that all the
so
time.
So women still are earning 81 to 82% when you compare median incomes, to men. They are much more likely to be in poverty and to be earning minimum wage or less per year. I think the statistic I read from the Department of Labor was that 75% of single mothers are Not surprisingly, they're the only income earner, but they're not getting that support from fathers. So the likelihood that they end up in poverty is much higher. I think there are policies in place in many workplaces that that can discriminate against women who are still primary caretakers for both children and elders. They're in a workplace that's not really designed for or by them. So I feel like a lot of ways we socialize women to not have the tools that men are given to enter the workplace. One example would be negotiating starting salaries. And again, this is all for adult women as they enter the workforce. our girls tell us, thankfully we have a girls advisory group this year made up of students from Lourdes, Midwest, and Salins Grove.
And these will be young and women.
Yes, mm-hmm. So these are high school. The program is targeted to high school age girls, so grades 9 through 12. And the girls tell us that the top barriers they face are sexual harassment in school, in extracurricular activities, and even at work. Many of them are working. Negative peer pressure to get involved in maybe destructive activities or behavior, low self-esteem, body imaging and body shaming is still very much part of their daily existence. Stress, I know a lot of significant stress, and then of course financial barriers to career and educational success.
Well, isn't, if you go into the school today, isn't everything equal?
I mean, the girls, I think largely they will say that. I don't, like our generation
the school
and before.
Will say that, or the girls will say that?
The girls will say, in terms of access to educational opportunities, and unlike our generation and maybe before, they don't feel like girls are called on less frequently or have less opportunities to participate. I think that what we try to do is bridge that gap towards understanding that you're going to have this experience maybe in high school, but the workplace is still not as friendly toward women as you might think. So we are really focused on building resilience and confidence to face those challenges once they arise.
Oh, fabulous explanation. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
She's codified.
I was going to say, Heather is one of our most passionate leaders, leading the charge to form our Dream It Be It conference. And Mark, that is one of the Soroptimist dream programs and really the emphasis on dream. We work with local guidance counselors and teachers and members of the community to reach out to these high school age young women to try to make them aware of the opportunity to come to the conference. The conference is held Friday, November 15th at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. It's an mm-hmm. all-day event, and it brings together local professional women as mentors to these young women to cover different topics such as exploring careers, financing higher education and career development programs, building resilience and confidence, and balancing stress, mm-hmm. because we know that that is a common part of what we fondly use the word adulting to cover. So this is a great opportunity for them to come speak in a very comfortable, safe setting. We try to make it fun. We have prizes to give away, yes. And just like you hide the vegetables, we try to give them some tips and tools so that they can go out into the world and really dream big and try to achieve what they would like to do as careers or even just getting more involved in high school and beyond.
Well, for some women, this might be the first time that they've met some of these really superlative coaches and women and who are mm-hmm. leaders in our community like yourselves. I've been lucky enough to be in the back row of Dream It Big It probably once or twice just mm-hmm. for a short time, but super mm-hmm. inspirational. I come out feeling empowered, so I know yes. the all-day immersion must really be super for the girls. Bottom line today, we need girls to sign up.
Yes, we reach out to the schools, counselors, and ideally we're targeting girls who maybe don't have the resources or support to achieve their goals. So we ask all of the schools in Snyder Union and Northumberland counties to identify girls who they think will benefit most from the program and sign up to five. If there's room left after that, we open it up to the general public. So yes, you may contact me via email at hkbritton, that's BRITTON, at yahoo.com if you're interested in registering your student. We don't have a way of reaching cyber-schooled and homeschooled students, so this is a great way to do that.
Yeah, you just did.
Yep, and our deadline to RSVP is October 25th, so please do reach out to me if you're interested, and I will let you know once all the schools reply by October 25th how much room we have for opening up to the general public.
So you're kind of looking for girls on the margin that might not have super superlative mm-hmm. parents that are pushing them in a super mm-hmm. peer group, and maybe on the mm-hmm. athletic team aren't the captains, but the ones that you know that spark could be lit.
Mm-hmm. Ideally, yes. I think we do get a mix, and it's really nice to have some of those those well-supported girls who end up being our ambassadors and really supporting other girls. But yes, the program is really targeted for girls who lack that support.
And Bree, I think I interrupted you when I asked that follow-up
question.
Oh,
I was just going to say, I'd be remiss if I didn't say, if you wanted to learn more about this program, conference coming up in particular, that's the Dream It Be It conference, or just generally about Soroptimus, we are best reachable on Facebook, and that is the Soroptimus International of Snyder Union in Northumberland Counties. We do shorten that to Sun Soroptimus, so if you hear that on the street, we are eager to meet new members and talk about the needs of the Valley and how we can help.
All right, Sun Soroptimus, hard at work. We're going to come back in about 10 minutes for another 10 minutes and talk about what else is going on. There's an award for adult women to help them with their education if they fit into some key criteria. But I'll tell you what, you picked out criteria that would really make it a significant gift for somebody if they're in the right category. So we're going to talk about that. We'll talk more about the Dream It Be It conference that's coming up and more about what are the barriers facing women and adult or young girls these days. We think they're still out there, and so our modern technology hasn't ease the road that the young girls travel. So we'll talk more about that. Bree Applebaum-Kuhl is here, president of Soroptimus International of Snyder Union in Northumberland Counties, and one of the members of that chapter, Heather Britton, the Dream It Be It committee chair, is here. We're going to continue that conversation at 7:40. In the studio, Bree Applebaum-Kuhl is here. She is the president of the local Soroptimus. It is the Soroptimus International of Snyder Union and Northumberland Counties. Welcome back, Bree.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And Heather Britton is here, the Dream It Be It committee chair. Dream It Be It being the conference that's coming up next month for girls to learn tons more about how to overcome barriers. And some of the women that you'll have in front of the girls are just plain inspirational and inspire. And what do we want to say? That they're going to show a side of women that maybe some of the girls haven't seen. So it's always a big revelation. So thanks for coming in, Heather.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that. And Karen Garris is back. She's past president of the Sun Soroptimus and still is their regional treasurer. So they're in the black.
Yes, we are.
Okay, all right. That's all I know about money. My wife tells me we're either in the black or not. So far, we're doing good. Okay. Well, we appreciate that. When we last spoke, we really dug deeply into the barriers that are facing young girls and women in our workplace today, and there are still tons of them, and Sun Soroptimus mm-hmm. and Soroptimus in general are working to overcome those. We didn't talk much about an award, so tell us
sure,
about that.
Sure. Well, the Sun Soroptimus, as you were saying, do strive to improve the lives of women and girls in our local community, and it's actually a global volunteer organization that is goaled towards providing access to education and training that way that they can achieve economic empowerment. And through our DREAM programs, we're helping both the high school age children we were talking about earlier, but also we're looking to help single women who are the head of their household. Their primarily financial responsibility is on their shoulders to manage their home and provide child care and other overcoming other barriers that may stand in the way between them and achieving their goals of getting an education and just rising in the workforce to a job that they've always dreamed of having. So we try to step in through our Dream Award. It's called the Live Your Dream Award to help them go back to school. And they can be obtaining an undergraduate degree, seeking skills training at a vocational school, general programs. They just need to be primarily financially responsible for their family and seeking to obtain that higher level of education and also have that financial need that we can come to the assistance to help them achieve their dreams.
All right. What kind of an award is is it? What's the value? And it goes right to the college, or how does that work?
Well, what's fun here, I'll start it off. Our local level, we provide a award up to $2,000 for the winner. And then it goes all the way up through the regional and beyond levels to potentially be in the running for even greater awards. And I know, Karen, this is your department.
Yes, I was very pleased to have the opportunity to go to Fayette County a few weeks ago and be there when our region winner received a federation grant for $10,000. And it was amazing to see this young lady, her children, her parents, and her grandparents. They were just so amazed, excited, proud of her for what we had done. And it just feels so good to be able to give this opportunity to women like this who are trying to better themselves and provide a better life for their family.
And this is a woman who is apparently the breadwinner in a family. Wouldn't have to be a single mom, but that is going to be...
That's correct. She needs to be the breadwinner. We have had some winners in the past who their husband may be on disability or something like that, where she is the primary financial support.
All right. And then this has to be a woman that is interested in some collegiate or higher education or vocational training, some additional higher education, we call it, but it could be a couple different forms.
Yes. It could be a four-year degree. It could be a two-year degree. It can be a vocational school. It doesn't have to be a traditional four-year college program. We've had a lot of winners come out of the local LPN center, and I'm so happy to see that so many of the people who are applying for these awards are actually going on to careers that will help them help others in social services, nursing, things like that.
So it's just sort of the direct care crew of individuals, men and women around here, but these are for women. And again, we just named individually in our first segment some barriers. Your name and barriers, I mean, just the length of the day and stamina for a person is one thing. We can't overcome that. But some of these other barriers, a little financial help can help with.
Many of the past award winners for Live Your Dream are survivors of domestic violence. So that is certainly a priority, I think, when screening applications. I'm not on the committee, so tell me if I'm misspeaking. But I think that we certainly want to support women who are on their own and are facing violence in their lives. To circle back to what I know best, Dream It, Be It, our teens tell us that that is still an issue, teen dating violence. I talked before that we were really surprised with our girls' advisory group that young girls are still experiencing the level of sexual harassment in school and in the jobs that they're getting. One girl even described being harassed by adult men at a football banquet that she was working. So at a school evening event. So that's something that we were kind of surprised to hear, that there hasn't been as much evolution in that regard. we really do try to, in the Dream It Be It program, address that and really build the confidence of our girls. And we want to have them leave with that message. And we want our Live Your Dream Award winners to have the message that really no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. The great Eleanor Roosevelt quote that it's really hard to understand at any age or to see it at any age, but especially as a teenager, that the people who are cutting you down ultimately don't have power over your future. So we really try to give the girls the tools to realize that they get to make decisions and have power over their own future and rise above the negativity.
Well, Bree's a superlative president, but if she steps down, you're next.
The passion in this group is incredible,
it
Mark.
Is.
You can see how it is women empowering others, especially women. And Mark, we do have, we refer to them fondly as our Soroptimisters.
We rope in
husbands, friends, and others as well to help us. And again, the mission of the Sun Soroptimist locally, but all the way up to the global, international level is to invest in dreams. And these dream programs are doing just that. And with the help of Heather and her committee and Karen and her committee, the Dream It Be It conference is just a phenomenally developed opportunity for high school age children. And then the Live Your Dream Award is engaging those that are primarily financially responsible for their household and trying to succeed at a new level. And we just want to help others invest in their dreams.
How do you sign up for the Live Your Dream Award? Karen?
They can apply online. There is a website link, which is kind of confusing. It is bit.ly/lyda-apply. But they can also email our committee at sisunlyda@gmail.com.
All right, you should be able to search for some of those. And all of those links would be followed through the Facebook page, which is Seroptimus International of Snyder Union and Northumberland. Those links are there.
Correct. Yes.
All right, good. So that's that's the only thing I could follow is Facebook. So I heard that. My brain jumbles when you do all the letters. So we'll say those again. We're just about out of time, but we will say those again at the end. And again, the Dream It, Be It conference is coming up. Reiterate what your conference is really going to be looking
at. Is on Friday, November 15th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. Again, you can contact me, Heather Britton, at hkbritton, B-R-I-T-T-O-N, at yahoo.com. And the RSVP date is Friday, October 25th.
Okay, so you want to get that going certainly in the next couple of weeks, make sure. And for parents and caregivers and relatives of teens, girls out there, this is your opportunity to sign them up for something where they'll get some inspiration. It primarily targets what I'm going to call women on the margin, young women on the margin. These are folks that might not be already the captains of the sports teams and some of the superlative doers in school, but certainly have tremendous ability and potential and a developed interest could be nurtured there and inspired by what they'll see at the Dream It, Be It conference. All right, well, we'll give you a closing comment. We turn to the president for that. Some additional words, include, if you don't mind, or ask someone to reiterate the website and the Facebook page to make sure you get that.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you again for having us here today. I couldn't be prouder of our local club, and it's just wonderful to be part of the Seroptimus. Again, we are just trying to help women and girls have access to education and training that they need to achieve economic empowerment. We want to invest in their dreams. We want to help them succeed at all levels. And by doing our dream programs, we hope to touch both high school age students that would be participating in the upcoming Dream It, Be It conference on Friday, November 15th at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. Registration is due by October 25th, and you can reach out to Heather Britton at hkbritton@yahoo.com for more information about the upcoming conference. We also have your Live Your Dream Award for a woman who is the primary financial responsible head of household trying to go back to school in any program who has financial need that we can assist with. To apply for the Live Your Dream Award, you can go to bit.ly/lyda-apply. Or you can email us at sisunlyda@gmail.com. And the registration deadline for that is November 15th. And that award is for a local award up to $2,000.
Well, thank you all so much for all you're doing for the young girls and for adult women around here. I just think some of these barriers we talked about are still very real. And you can help ease some of those with some of that you're doing. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.